This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Recently, in a lecture I was giving medical students, no one had ever seen a person with measles. Measles has some pretty unique symptoms. People infected with the measles virus often have a high fever, cough, white spots in the mouth, inflammation of the eyes, and often a classic body rash. The fact that this new generation of health providers was unfamiliar with measles reflects the amazing success of the measles vaccine. Vaccines, in fact, are one of medicine's most important successes over the past 150 years. The measles vaccine has been so safe and successful that in the year 2000, the U.S. declared the disease eradicated in the U.S. It persists around the world and still causes about 100,000 deaths each year. Now, measles, a highly contagious disease, is making a comeback in the U.S. with about 60 known cases so far this year. That's more than all of last year. Most of these cases are linked to unvaccinated Americans traveling abroad and bringing the virus back home with them. Let's go back to 1963, the year the measles vaccine was first given. At that time, in the U.S., about 4 million children got measles each year. The disease killed hundreds of children younger than age 5. And aside from death, measles led to a variety of serious complications like brain swelling and pneumonia, which in turn led to hospitalizations and long-term disabilities such as hearing loss, cognitive delays, and breathing problems. The large number of infected people overwhelmed healthcare systems and led to school and work closures to prevent the spread. As we learned from COVID, closures affect everyone. Well, today we have a measles vaccine that's safe and highly effective. Our goal is to achieve herd immunity, which we also heard a lot about during the COVID pandemic. Herd immunity is the point where 90 to 95% of the population is immune so that everyone is protected, not just the vaccinated person. Of course, some people argue that vaccination is best if everyone else gets vaccinated and they don't. That way they can enjoy the benefits of herd immunity without doing anything. These fears are based on misinformation, including the debunked notion that measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine can cause autism. But based on high-quality studies, there is absolutely no evidence that the MMR vaccine causes autism. These days with the internet, misinformation coming from people with little understanding can persist for a generation. My parents directly saw the harms from polio and measles and rubella. They didn't think for a second about not having us immunized. But today, my students and new parents haven't seen what the world would be like without vaccinations. California requires nearly every child to be fully vaccinated before starting school. But that may be too late, given that the vaccinations are recommended at about 12 months and again at 4 to 5 years. This is often before the start of school. So when the stakes are very high, as they are with measles, interventions are needed, mandates and fines that promote the well-being for all. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.